Let's go to Charles in St. Louis, and he's got a question about the liver and gallbladder. Are you there, Charles?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Marshall.
Good
Greetings
morning.
To you.
Thank you, and you too.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Speaking of house cleaning, which you were talking about earlier, just a little earlier, I'm interested in a healthy liver and gallbladder. I have perused your catalog, and I ran on to, I know about your gallbladder nano detox.
Okay.
But I've also, in perusing the catalog, noticed your liver gallbladder flush.
Yes.
And I've also had a doctor that recommend that, plus a few other friends that have done it with the apple juice and olive oil and all that. My concern is this, Dr. Nock, you talk to that if indeed there might be a gallstone, I'm 71 years of age, if indeed there might be a gallstone there,
yep,
through this flush, if indeed it would be extricated, it might get stuck in the bile duct, and I'm thinking that might necessitate removal of the gallbladder, which I really don't want to do.
Well, let me just say this, Charles. While I have seen many successes with the liver gallbladder flush, I have seen some people who've had problems. My favorite, and the Rolls Royce of this, is clearly the gallbladder nano detox approach, where you first soften the stones or any debris or junk that might be in there, and then you begin a series of coffee enemas. With this program, I have not had the nightmares, but we do produce a product called Gallbladder Complex. And Gallbladder Complex has a number of ingredients that promote healthy dilation of the common bile duct so that we can promote the clearance of some debris or whatever that might trap there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I can't say, at your age, I can't say that I'd be a fan of the liver gallbladder flush, okay? I'd say go with the gallbladder nano detox program, hands down, very safe, no problems.
Okay. I thought maybe I would. In fact, I'm doing that. I'm on my first month, and I'm going to do the enemas. I thought maybe at the end of this three-month period that you suggested that I would follow up with the flush.
Well, here's the deal. What you're looking for is getting the really good oil and moisture back to your skin and your hair. And if you do this right, you should notice. I noticed it took me twice as many coffee enemas as most people. But I got a couple of years on the chassis like you, and I had gallbladder issues, now that I realize it, when I was 10 or 11 or 12 years old. So, of course, it took maybe a little more than the average person, but there was a tremendous and dramatic change in the oil to my skin, the moisture held, the oil to my hair. I mean, like night and day. And that occurred after coffee enema number 55. And it was only the encouragement of my good friends and colleagues that I kept going, because I was thinking, gosh, you know, it works for everybody else, but it doesn't work for the guy who teaches it. And it finally worked. And I must say, I've also noticed a mellowing. You know, you notice that you don't react quite the same way to things anymore. It's very nice. Chinese medicine, of course, says the gallbladder is the angry man or woman. So it's really nice to have that guy working ideally and promote the best health there. Okay?
Well, I'm on it right now, and I'm feeling I'm sleeping better and all that. But you would not suggest that after I'm done with the nano that I would follow up with the flush?
No. You realize as you're doing the nano, you do the nano for 16 weeks. After 3 weeks, you begin the coffee enemas.
Right.
And I'd say 9 out of 10 people can tell the difference. They don't burp. They don't belch. Their hair and skin has changed.
Gotcha.
And if you're there, you're done. If you feel you got further to go, I would keep going. Do another round. It's very safe. Okay?